Hi, good evening. So the artwork I'll be talking about is part of the slideshow that's out where the bar is. And so as I'm describing it, it might be hard to picture, but if during the intermission you might have a chance to glance at it or at some point in the night, and then that might be a little helpful in understanding what I'm talking about. So I am a mixed media artist. That basically means I have a fear of commitment. So I have a fear of commitment to a single material, a single medium. So I like to try new things. I like to mix things up, experiment with new materials. And so like they said that sometimes I like to upcycle old things and use them in new ways in my artwork. So when the Anacostia Watershed Society, which is a D.C.-based nonprofit, they posted a picture of thousands of straws on their Instagram, and they were straws that had been collected from the Anacostia River. So I reached out to them, and I asked them if they had any plans for these straws, because I was interested in coming up with a way to display them artistically to help the organization raise awareness about the pollution of the river. So they invited me to their office to see the straws and to decide what I'd like to do with them. So I got to their office, and Emily from AWS showed me the straws, and she let me know that another artist had expressed interest in working with the straws. But when she got to the office and she had seen the straws in person, she backed out. Because they were just too disgusting. So I already knew at this point that the river is too polluted for swimming or fishing, and I knew that one of those reasons was because of the amount of raw sewage flowing into the river. So I asked Emily, so are there any health risks I should be concerned about when I'm going to be up close and personal with these straws? And she said something to the effect of, well, they were exposed to several types of bacteria while they were in the river, but the main one you might be concerned about is E. coli. So that was a whole different occupational hazard I hadn't considered before she mentioned that. So I did choose to take the straws home with me, and my first order of business was to put them through a disinfectant bath, and I actually put them through 3 disinfectant baths. Just for safe measure. And so what I decided to do with these straws as my form of artwork is so there were thousands of straws, like I said. There were over 4,000 straws that were collected in a single day. So I used these thousands of straws, and I cut them into small pieces like mosaic tiles, and I adhered them to a substrate, which was actually an old door that I had salvaged from a salvage yard. And the door stands nearly 7 feet high, and so it's taller than I am. And in one of the photos in the slideshow, you can actually see me standing next to the artwork for scale. But so it's a mosaic that's nearly 7 feet tall, and it's 32 inches wide. And the design I came up with is of a girl standing in waist-deep water fishing. And I chose that design because I wanted to show a vision for the future of the Anacostia as swimmable and fishable by the year 2025. So everything in the artwork is made with straws. So that includes the outline of the facial features of the girl. That's done with straws, and our hair is created from straws. And there are creatures in the artwork like a shrimp, a snail, a couple insects, and those were all made. I made them by folding and bending straws like origami. And then, except for the straws that I painted blue for the sky and the water, all of the straws are in their original color, the way they were found. So with that, you're able to trace their origin back to the businesses that they came from. Now, here I should say that the businesses don't necessarily intentionally dump this garbage into the river. that if you think about people littering in general, or if you think about people's trash cans being blown over in the wind and that stuff scatters across the land, when it rains, it gets flushed down through the storm drains and ends up in the river. So when you look up close to the artwork, you can see that the majority of the green straws are from Starbucks. Most of the red straws are from Dunkin' Donuts and 7-Eleven, and most of the white straws are from McDonald's. So when the straws were collected, so like I said, there were over 4,000 straws collected in a single day, so that the volunteers were able to literally see the size of the impact they made with their work. And the artwork was, so that was at that cleanup event, and then the artwork was also on display at another event, which was the Anacostia River Festival as part of the National Cherry Blossom Festival. And so while I was at that event, a lady came up to me and she introduced herself. Her name is Susanna Rabb, and she is a photographer for the Smithsonian Anacostia Community Museum. And she let me know that she recognized my design as being based on one of her photographs, which I actually had seen a photograph in the museum, and I did base my design on it, and it was her photograph, it turns out. But I had made a lot of changes to the photograph. So in her original image, there were two girls holding fishing poles standing on land. And in my design, I removed one of the girls, and I kept the other girl, and she was still holding a fishing pole, and I had her standing in water instead of on land. And then I also made some changes to the background and the foreground and added the creatures. So I was surprised that the photographer was able to recognize that this was inspired by her work, but at the same time, it was a moment of glory, because if you think about trying to capture the likeness of somebody in a portrait when you're using paint and a paintbrush, when I was trying to capture the details of the facial features of this girl using plastic straws, it was a real challenge for me. And plastic straws are not the most forgiving medium I've ever worked with. And I'm sorry I keep referring to this girl as the girl. I don't know her name at this point, but I am on a mission to find that out, because the next step I would like for my journey in this whole artistic process is that I would like to have a chance to cross paths with her and let her know in person just how much she inspired me by her appreciation for art. And the photographer had said that in the photo, the girl was about 10 years old. And now she's about 16 years old, because the photo was taken several years ago. And the photographer does still see her around, like she's a legend now. But the photographer does still see her around at local events like community festivals and fairs. So it's definitely a possibility that I could meet her, and I really hope that works out. I'm going to make an effort to make that happen. So thank you. Have a good evening.